Play Radio from William Hill. Your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Snooker Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined by Ian McCulloch to look ahead to the final of the WilliamHill.com UK Championship. It's been a great tournament so far. The semi-finals were pretty thrilling on Friday and Saturday. Sunday sees the final. Mark Selby coming up against Neil Robertson. Should be a pretty good game. And I'm joined by Ian to look ahead to it. Morning, Ian.
Morning, Alex. Yeah, should be a great final. Obviously, you can't get much better than the world number one and the world number two fighting off for the second biggest crown in the game. Robertson's never won it before. If Robertson wins it, he completes the triple crown as such. He was world champion in 2010. He's won the Masters. And obviously he's going for this. And Selby's defending his title. And just if it needed any more incentive for them both to be trying, Robertson is world number one. But if Selby wins today, Selby goes from number two to number one. And Robertson's kicked back to number two. Well, if it's a bad thing being kicked back to number two, that's the scenario today.
Robertson, of course, beat Stuart Bingham in the semis. Made hard work of it, though.
Well, he did make hard work. Well, it looks like he made hard work of it, being 8-3 up and absolutely in control. But from 8-3, Bingham just didn't put a foot wrong. And for five frames on the trot, Bingham scored heavy. I think he had a century, 370s, a 60. And Neil Robertson, to be fair, only really got one chance to close the match out, you know, and a couple of half chances. And they were smelly half chances at that. So, I mean, all credit to Robertson to win that decider. Stuart probably stuck his neck out and maybe one or two shots he shouldn't have done, but it's easy criticising for, you know, when you're watching. I've never played a bad shot when I've been watching, like, so you know, you've got to understand the lads are under a lot of pressure. But great, you know, it's sure what a great temperament Robertson's got to win 9-8 after losing five frames on the trot.
And Selby got the better of Ricky Walden, who I know you were hoping would do well. In fairness, he has done well. Got probably further than most expected. Just found one too good, and Selby was very good yesterday.
Selby has become the master of winning on his B game. You don't play well all the time. I mean, the classic example of that was yesterday. You know, he ground it out to 4-2, and then at a 1-4-7. So it just shows you the gears that Selby's got. Davis was the master of it in the '80s. You know, in early 90s, then John Higgins came along and John Higgins was the master of drawing people into the tactical side of stuff. And that's exactly what Mark did to Ricky yesterday. He disjointed the game, knocked Ricky out of his stride. Ricky's very much a fluent sort of like floor player. And he just never allowed Ricky to get into any sort of flow. 8-2 down. Ricky salvaged three frames to make it 8-5, and all of a sudden Ricky thinks, well, I can do a Bingham here, and Selby closed the match out. So, you know, it bodes well for a really, really good final today. As I said, world number one and world number two.
And as for the 1-4-7, it was pretty special, wasn't it?
Brilliant break it was. You know, he came round the houses off the green, landed absolutely chock on the brown, potted a pink with his extension on, which you know, I can't begin to tell you how difficult a shot like that is when you're playing with not your normal cue. And the black he potted to the middle, well, I mean, if it had missed it, he'd have been forgiven for missing it. It actually looked like it was high side and it was just at the right pace for the pocket to take it. And 59 grand better because Mark needs the money because he's skint.
I wouldn't mind that.
No, it's not bad for about 15 minutes work, is it?
Not too bad. Okay then, so today, Selby Robertson. Selby 5-4, Robertson 4-6. Pretty even in terms of the betting. Which way do you see this one going?
I think Selby's a great price here. Just at the off at 5-4. 10-6 up on the head-to-heads overall. Sorry, 10-5 up on the head-to-heads overall. There's what they've had one draw in the Championship League. It's a third final this year. Robertson won 10-6 in the final of the China Open. Selby won 10-6 in the final of the Masters in January, right back at the start of this year. And I just think Robertson is not quite scoring like what he was two or three, 4 months ago, where he was just a relentless ton machine. But he's battling it out, which is all credit to him. You know, that's what world number ones have to do sometimes. But I think in Selby, I think Selby's a better battler. If it boils down to the tactical stuff and the real clever stuff, you know, I think Selby slightly got the edge. And I just think Selby straight away at 5-4. I thought they might have gone something like, you know, I'd have thought 11-10 would have been value on Selby, so 5-4 is definite value.
Okay. What about the sort of correct score? If you're going to go down that road, Would it be pretty tight?
Well, I've got a feeling history's going to repeat itself again here. I think Selby, it might not be an all-out flea-winging potting battle, this, and I think Selby's just, you know, could just outlast him, and I can see it win 10-6 or 10-7 to Selby.
Okay, 10-6 at 10-1, 10-7 at 17-2, the picks there. What about the total frames then? Going off that, you'd be wanting something
over 15.5 won't be a great price, I wouldn't imagine.
Over 15.5, 4-11.
4-11,
sure. Over 16.5, 8-11, and over 17.5, 6-4.
Over 7, says no, I mean, it's probably not a mark. The lads who price up don't often get it wrong, and that looks absolutely right. So there's not a lot of value there, to be honest. But I mean, if you're on that 10-1 for Selby to win 10-6 or 17-2 for Selby to win 10-7, if you pair them up, you know, you'll be around roughly a 4-1 mark or something like that. Maybe a bit less, 7-2 mark. So it's not a bad little tickle for the afternoon.
Okay. You mentioned that you're quite keen on Mark Selby. Just to make sure, you could back him on the handicap. Plus 1.5 at 8-11, plus 2.5, 4-9. Again, not incredible value.
I quite like the look of Selby giving Robertson a start. But,
oh, really?
I do. But obviously, Neil will be on the handicap there, won't he? You see, so I don't know. I think 5-4 Selby is. I know at some point. I mean, if you wanted to be really sort of like. You are edging your bets a little bit, but if you wanted to hang on and hope that Robertson wins the first couple of frames, Selby's going to drift out. Selby, I mean, he won't drift out massively if he loses the first frame because it's a best of 19 match. If he loses the first two frames, he might drift out to 7-4 or something like that. Back him at 7-4, then you know you're getting value. And if Selby flips the coin and ends up 2 or 3 frames in front at some point, that's 7-4. Robertson's then going to be 7-4, you know, 2-1, 5-2, maybe even 3-1, depending on how far into the match we are. And you can have a play the other way and guarantee yourself a profit either way.
Okay. Selby minus 1.5, 6-4, minus 2.5, 9-4. So,
that does start getting tempting.
If you're a bit adventurous, minus 3.5, 10-3, that might be a bit fanciful. But if you're going to back 10-6, 10-7,
I like the minus 2.5 frames, which gives you 10-7 at 9-4. That's a definite play for me. Yeah, because I mean the flip side of that as well. If Mark does end up in a healthy lead and he ends up, you know, nine. You know, just say it's all hypothetical, but if he does end up 9-4 in front and you're on the 9-4, you've obviously landed, but you can also if you can play around with them bets then, can't you?
Okay. Two more for you here. Will there be a 147?
Wow.
20-1.
Do you know what price it was yesterday? 33-1 yesterday.
Clearly off the back of Max Elby's 147 yesterday, that we've sort of taken notice of that, if you like, and trimmed it. Surely lightning can't strike twice, can it?
Two great players, the best two players in the world. Two great, you know, Robertson's a phenomenal break builder. So, is it worth a cheeky pound at 20? I mean, at 20-1, yes, it is worth a cheeky pound, yeah. Because, you know, you're going to get at least 16, 17 frames for to get a chance.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a big stakes bet, it's a fun bet, and if it pops in, you get a bit of profit, don't you?
Okay, then. Final question. Highest match break. Got Selby at evens, Robertson 8-11. Is that something that you'd want to play?
Well, it's funny, again, because I can't understand where the price is up, because these guys are equally matched break builders, as Selby's proved. You know, in a 147 yesterday, I think it was only his fourth century of the tournament. So I one of them prices is wrong for me. And for me, it's the Selby price. I would rather back Selby just. And it's we had this a similar scenario with this with Stuart Bingham the other day. If Selby comes out the blocks early and it's 135, you know, whoever makes the ice, if that market's still available in play, whoever makes the ice match break, then he's good. Obviously, if Selby hits the 135, hypothetical, of course, Robertson's then going to be a lot bigger price than what is he, 4-7, 4-6, is he?
8-11.
8-11. He's going to be. He's probably, you know, he's going to be odds against, isn't he?
Okay, then. Standout bet then, Ian. Would it be Selby on the outright, Selby on the handicap, Selby highest match break? What would it be?
Gun to my head, Selby at 5-4, I think, is a great price. I do think Mark will win because Robertson's not scoring like he was doing, and Selby's a better grafter. Selby 5-4, and then I do like the look of that 9-4 at Selby minus 2.5.
Okay. Selby 5-4. The standout bet for Ian McCulloch then in the WilliamHill.com UK Championship Final. Enjoy the action, Ian. Thank you for your time.
Smash it.
And we'll catch up with you shortly.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.